from the heart of Mid-America. This is Wayne Messmer of the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago Wolves hockey team. You're on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
So 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and honored to have on the line with us the voice of the Wolves, the voice of the Cubs, the voice of America as one of the nation's preeminent anthem singers. And as we speak, he and Kathleen are seeing America, seeing maybe some waves of grain, possibly some purple mountain majesties. The one and only Wayne Messmer, welcome to WGN.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm okay, but not as good as you. This is the kind of thing that I think a lot of people wish they were riding along with you, maybe in a convoy situation or maybe in the next campsite over, but you're on the road, right? You're RVing.
Yeah, you know, we did this last year, and we spoke about it and immediately got the bug. And almost about 2 weeks afterwards, we said, let's keep this year's price and rent next year's RV already. And suddenly next year came, and here we are. And taking a distinctly different route, but much smarter this year.
Well, I said we made
such a list. I mean, Kathleen made such a great list and was very practical about making sure we had everything we needed. So packing this time was easier. The expectations were just more of an anticipation than anything else. And we're in a Class C motorhome, and it's just fun. It's almost exactly the same kind we had last year. So, very familiar and very fun.
And it's not as hard as maybe, you know, it could be kind of either a mysterious or a daunting thing. People think, you know, getting into a motorhome and driving around, but they make them, I guess, where it drives kind of like a car, right? You don't have to be a semi driver to do it.
No, I mean, if you're jumping into the big, gigantic buses, the Class A or even a Class B, but particularly the big ones, the Class A's, that's a different story. But most of us have helped a kid move, or we've moved ourselves and rented a small moving van, and pretty much this is the same. You know, you just get in, and the thing that I love is you look in the rearview mirror, and you're not looking behind you because you're using the side mirrors, but the reflection in the mirror is like, oh, I'm hauling a really nice hotel room suite
yes.
around with me at all times. You know, you're never worried about where you're going to stay that night.
Well, and describe it too for the amenities, right? Because we all have, and maybe at least I do, you know, kind of painful childhood memories of battling mosquitoes and in a tent that leaks or maybe bumpy ground. This is not that. You get to see and enjoy all of that nature. But like you said, you get to drive around in a nice hotel room.
Yeah, I mean, there's none of that. I mean, there's no wet canvas underneath me. I can promise you that. What we have is a couple TVs, you've got the refrigerator or freezer, comfy place to take a nap or just lay down. And, you know, you press a button and suddenly you've got a nice queen-size bed. Roughing it, I wouldn't say no, not at all.
So you're not at one.
Isn't it glamping? Isn't that the word people use?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Right. I guess it's not the most flattering term, but I guess it's probably sort of accurate. Plus, I think you're able to maybe from a safety perspective. You know, once you're in the confines of your protective cocoon, there, it's not like you're out in the wilderness. You know, at the kind of whim of nature, because even depends on where you travel. But even if you're up in Wisconsin, there's bears. You know, maybe you'll run into like a rabid skunk. Who knows?
Yeah, it could happen. I know. Well, we just came across, and this has to be one of the delights of just being on the road, about a 10-mile stretch of freshly paved county highway. And it keeps the pots and pans from rattling. And you really appreciate when you're cruising along, kind of just guiding this couple tons of happiness that you're driving down these country roads where you've never been before. And to me, it's like watching a newsreel happen right before my eyes. It's just, I don't know. If someone who hasn't taken one of these adventures absolutely has to.
Oh, here's the thing. You take it, like, I was just about to say that, too. Just the way that you're describing bliss as freshly paved county highway, right? You're the voice of adventure now, Wayne. That's what you're doing. So here's the thing. You said that you learned a little bit about what to do, what not to do. Maybe be drawn in by the world's largest ball of twine or some of those roadside attractions.
I just did. I just did. take two pictures of two historical markers. So, yes, you do become your dad as you go on these trips, apparently.
No, no, move over. Let's take a picture. Well, I think there's some education side. You get to see places that maybe you've only read about in books or seen in a documentary. But, and here's what I think is really cool about it, is that you can go anywhere. You know, imagine wherever, it's the Grand Canyon or the northern Wisconsin or Minnesota or lakes or the East Coast, you can do almost anything. So on your second trip, I'm sure part of it was, well, where are we going to go? How did you choose?
We had talked about a place that we had said, well, maybe someday we'll go visit. And it's Kathleen's cousin up in Ely, Minnesota. Now, you have to really want to go there, because it's quite a trip, and it's up near the Boundary Waters, and you know, I can see Canada from her house, you know, and it's quite a jaunt. But you're up in the North Woods, and you are in a different part of the world altogether. And you know, we thought, well, let's head that way, and then we'll make some stops along the way with some dear friends in Wisconsin, and then in Minnesota, a couple stops, and end up at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, and a couple of our grandkids will come over for our final night and kind of have a sleepover with us, so it'll be fun.
Now, are you doing any of the, so you've got the ability to experience the nature and see the sights and kind of, you know, be at one with the elements out there. Do you find yourself maybe getting drawn into maybe some of these wilderness activities? Are you going fishing, you know, or are you like bird watching? Are you doing any of those things you wouldn't normally do here in Chicago?
I found myself, I guess technically I was bird watching today when I saw some hummingbirds. And saw a golden-throated hummingbird, and I thought that was kind of a fun one. And then there's a couple others that we're watching. And a friend of ours, when we stopped to see, had a bird feeder, so I watched the hummingbirds buzzing around. And I did stare at the lake for an extended period of time and thought about the fish, but they did not drop a line.
They're probably better for it, you know, because, yeah. You know, that usually that doesn't end well, even if it's just a traumatic experience. Now, do you feel like that you get to kind of unplug and be kind of away from all of the outside, or you find yourself trying to check out the scores for, you know, the Cubs game? I mean, or do you really enjoy that whole sort of unplugging?
I like to get away from it. You know, I mean, it's always there, and if you need it, you can take 5 minutes instead of 5 hours to be plugged in, you know, and wait until the end of the night and check in with a score. Nothing you do along the way is going to impact how it's going when the game's already in progress. So I can relax and unplug the moment I turn the key and start the engine on this thing.
So for the listeners that are hearing you and inspired to get out there and do stuff, first off, is there, you know, at least a bit of advice as far as a place to go or to choose the type of motorhome that would be great for people that maybe haven't done it? And then,
I would say go to, there's a number of places. I mean, we went, I don't know if we're plugging where I went, but it was 94 RV, which is just up near the Illinois-Wisconsin state line. And tremendously helpful, and a great orientation program. They showed you exactly how everything works, and there's zero to be afraid of. And, you know, don't start too big, and don't buy before you rent.
I think that's good advice, too. And so for the listeners that are texting in wanting to know, what's the range for something small to whether, I know it can get really, if you've got like the, you know, the tour bus for a rock band kind of thing, but for something that's, you know, that maybe a family can get into, is it an affordable way to get out there and have a vacation and see things?
I suppose it's a little bit on the pricey side if you, it's kind of, well, yeah, it's not cheap. But when you factor it in that you're able to do cooking and housing and all of the additional travel, you know, factor it on a per diem, it probably works out a family of four or something and can really make it happen pretty affordably.
Yeah, so probably right when you factor in all those things, the hotel stays and everything that goes along with it, it's probably similar. And like you said, too, is you're able to get to places that you wouldn't otherwise be able to visit. Last question, this is it. You know, you're there, and I'm sure just as last year's trip kind of made you think, hey, let's do this, have you started to plan out, like, where's the next place that you guys are thinking to go next time you go RVing?
Yep. This morning, we were already talking about that, and I think it would be Southwest. and I'm not quite sure specifically where, but it may be ending up in like Albuquerque or something like that. Go in that direction.
Oh, there's a lot of cool stuff to see down there. Okay, so that's
oh, yeah. And I'd like to see Utah and those types of areas.
There's so many great things with the national parks as well. And of course, great parts of our country that it's exciting to get out, kind of see and actually kind of feel and be a part of as you're there, sort of like in the middle of it all. For those people that want to keep up with your adventures on your trip, I'm sure you're in some whatever ways convenient or possible, you're documenting some of it. Where can they go?
Well, I think I'm going to post a few things on Instagram under Messimer Wayne, and we'll take it from there. And then I will do some kind of diary that I've kept along the way, and maybe write some stories and post them on Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. And I know the listeners are excited to hear about it. We talk about road trips all the time, and to have somebody out there experience it and be an enthusiast on all of those things and sharing those adventures with them, I think that's great. Travel safe, Wayne, and we'll see you back here in Chicago. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. And always plan, if you're going to do one of these trips, it helps if the person is going that you're going to be with, you get along with them. <That's right. laughs> Which I do, I'm happy to say. Oh, all right. Thanks. We'll see ya.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.